קטע הכנה לשיעור מתוך כתבי בעל הסולם, איגרת
א'. The preparation passage for the lesson out of the writings of בעל הסולם, letter 1. Everyone believes in individual providence, but do not adhere to it at all. And the reason is that an alien and foul thought cannot be ascribed to the Creator, who is the epitome of good that doth good. However, only to the true workers of God does the knowledge of private providence open, that He caused all the reasons that preceded it, both good and bad. Then they are in adhesion with private providence, for all who are connected to the pure are pure. Since the guardian is united with its guarded, there is no apparent division between bad and good. They are all loved and all are clear, for they are all carriers of God's vessels, ready to glorify the revelation of His uniqueness. It is known by instinct, and to that extent they have knowledge from the end that all the actions and the thoughts, both good and bad, are the carriers of God's vessels. He has prepared them, from His mouth they came, and at the end of correction it will be known to all. However, it is a long and threatening exile in between. The biggest problem is that when one sees some wrongful action, he falls from his degrees and clings to the famous lie and forgets that he is like an axe in the hand of the cutter. Indeed, one thinks of oneself as the owner of this act and forgets the reason for all consequences from whom everything comes, and that there is no other operator in the world but him. The good actions we can ascribe to the Creator, but the bad actions, the person starts eating himself up. Why did he do it this way? Why was that done to him? And they can't ascribe those to the Creator. It's hard. A person truly gets upset about failing in something, about whatever happened this way, that way, he didn't advance enough, he missed out on some things. And that is regarding the past. There are, as we say, crimes and transgressions, sins and transgressions, and only later we correct them and they turn into merits. And also with respect to the present time, and also with respect to the future. If one is thinking about something that it is not good, then he doesn't ascribe it to the Creator, rather to other elements, other factors. That's how it's arranged in the upper providence. And if one is thinking about the other factors, or about himself, it's called idol worshipping, working for other gods. And then already that first condition, there is none else besides him, one is not keeping that. And then he deviates from the path, he's no longer aimed towards the purpose of creation, the revelation of the Creator. He's no longer in the balance of forces that would bring him to the truth. Therefore, all of our work is to constantly be in the revelation of providence as private providence that comes from there's none else besides him, in the form of good who does good, over every detail from the past, the present, and the future, over everyone and all the details altogether. The Adam, that point called Adam, is that point from which one determines that there is none else besides him, and he's only good who does good. That point from which one determines over all incidents the nature of providence as such, then grows to reach the dimensions of the Creator. These are the 125 degrees by which we grow.